Motorsport 411 presents
all the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411 with Sean Cardavillas.
Welcome to Motorsport 411, your home for all your four and two-wheeled action in Africa. This week, we're broadcasting from Nanyuki, where there's been the KCB Nanyuki Autocross this past weekend. And this coming weekend is the KCB Nanyuki Rally.
All the four and two-wheeled action. Motorsport 411.
Welcome to the show. I'm proud to have with me Gopi Patni, who's the clerk of the course for the KCB Nanyuki Rally, and also Charlie Gikaria, who is the clerk of the course for the KCB Autocross that was held over the weekend, and also involved with the KCB Nanyuki Rally, and is also part of the Safari Rally as well, the WRC Safari Rally. Important to note that Gopi is also part of the WRC Safari Rally as well. So thank you very much for speaking to us, gentlemen. I'll start off with Gopi. Gopi, you're relatively recent to Nanyuki. Just give us a background, your motorsports background, and also how you're involved in officiating with rallying.
Hi, Sean. So I moved into Nanyuki 6 years ago, and before that I was based in Nairobi. I've been rallying before as a navigator for a couple of drivers. I span over maybe about 10 years. And then as I moved, I guess things changed. And then I said that, you know what, let's take a backseat on driving or getting into the car and get into management. So as I got into town here, I met up with the local Nanyuki Rally Group officials, who are friends of mine. And I decided, why don't I join them and help manage and run rallies? So that's what I've been doing for the last 4 or 5 years. And just been through the different roles of rallying management, and for the last 2 years I've been the clerk of course of the Nanyuki Rally Group.
Charlie, you're also an official with the Nanyuki Rally Group. You've been with them for a long time, and you're also involved in the Safari Rally. Just give us a background for your involvement in rallying.
Thank you, Sean. I've been with the Nanyuki Rally Group for the last 15 years. I've risen from a controller all the way to the top. We are working as stage commander and partly CFC, and I'm enjoying it. Yes.
Let's go to the KCB Nanyuki Autocross that was held over the weekend. That was very, very successful. 37 entries, and it's always one of the most popular autocross events of the year.
Yeah, it was a surprise to us. We thought maybe because of the distance, maybe we won't even get the number. But we thank the participants, all the drivers, for coming all the way from Nairobi and giving us a good entry of 37. And I hope they enjoyed it. From their feedback, they really got what they wanted, and looking forward for more.
There were a few challenges for you. First of all, let's start off with the weather. It was very difficult for you with the pouring rain in terms of putting together the track, and of course trying to sort out the area to put the markings. So just explain the challenges of that Saturday.
Yes, there was a downpour on Saturday, a heavy one. That was in the afternoon. Actually, we had just gone halfway, and we just had to wait until it dried up a bit. We set it in again. We continued, and thank God by evening everything was in place. Come Sunday morning, the D-Day, the ground was a bit wet, but with the main start of the heats at 10, the ground was dry and it was ready to go.
Now, what's been tricky for the organizers throughout the year are the COVID protocols, and motorsports, of course, affected by it. From your point of view, it was always going to be challenging in terms of trying to keep spectators away, but then also trying to carry on with the event.
Yes, it was a challenge because we all know about what is happening with the COVID. Trying to keep people off the motorsport activities, it's also a bit difficult because we had, let's say, 60% of the spectators coming in. And partly we had to accommodate them just to make the event successful.
Nice. Gopit, just going on to you, this weekend is the KCB Nanyuki Rally. Now, once again, that's always, I think, within the top three most popular rallies of the year. I could probably mention the Guru Nanak and Nakuru Rally as well as being extremely popular with the competitors. Also, the Coast Rally when it's on as well. There's been a tradition where the autocross and the rally is held 1 week apart. What sort of unique challenges do you have in terms of putting both together, the autocross and the rally?
I guess we've been doing this for many years now. So our Nanyuki Rally group team handles both events. We don't have separate teams handling two different events. So our team comes together very quickly and we have pre-event briefings that we do with our team. Those pre-event briefings start about a month before the two events and we just chart out the two events in detail. And the whole team was there on the first event, which was last weekend, and the whole team is going to meet up today again to now plan for the next one. So we've got a very nice tight team which is always comes together, and that helps us to organize these two sports together at the same time.
Speaking to you earlier, the club is unique, Nanyuki Rally Group, in that almost half of the WRC senior officials are from Laikipia area.
Yes, when the teams were being put together by the clerk, of course, of the WRC, Guvi, he called a few of us because he's dealt with us before. He knows what we do as Nanyuki as a group. And then he assigned us various roles. So in that process, we ended up having maybe about 40% of the team that was on the ground from Nanyuki Rally Group. That gives us the experience, and thank you to him for giving us the opportunity to learn the organization of rallies on an international scale.
Just going on to the rally, you've got six stages. Now, this year is different. Nanyuki has always been known for being in the Lowdaigas, but with the Lowdaigas now changing ownership, you've had to think of another area.
That's right. We couldn't get access to Lowdaiga this year, so we had to look at other options. We looked at a few different ranches, and in terms of logistics, with the new COVID protocols in place, we ended up getting Olenaishu Ranch. Olenaishu Ranch is next to Lowdaiga Ranch. They actually touch borders, so the terrain is pretty much the same. Traditionally, the event used to start in Nanyuki town, and we would then proceed into stages possibly, or go into the autocross track and use that as our special stage. But because we can't control too much crowd at Batian View, because it's a public place, we decided not to hold the event there this year. So we are holding the event on complete private land. There'll be no access to spectators at all. And those are the rules that we have to follow now with the pandemic that we are going through. So the event is completely closed to spectators, and only officials and KCB, who are our sponsors, will be allowed to get into the venue. In terms of management, that changes a lot for us because we are now much more compact and tighter between the stages. So it makes it easier for us to run. So hopefully we'll have a good event this year.
I'm sure a lot is expected of this rally. As you mentioned, a lot of people were involved in the WRC Safari Rally. This can set now new standards for other clubs to follow.
Yes, I guess so. I think one of the critical things that us as clubs have been ignoring in the past is that safety is very important. Safety was always taken as a secondary part of our preparation. But after going through the WRC and realizing how critical it is to run the event successfully, here at Nanyuki Rally Group, we have put safety as our first protocol of setting up the stages. So we've taken that seriously this time, and that helps us to run the stages better. I guess all the clubs have to look at that as something that they need to sort of put as part of their preparation and their planning. All the clubs had officials at the WRC, and so they were all exposed to this training in various forms, whether it was through marshal training or safety training or as commanders or stage commanders. So I'm sure if they could bring that knowledge of safety into their rallies, we would have a better rallying scene in Kenya then.
the weather could be a factor. From your experience going through the stages, what can we expect if it rains?
The rains this week have been affecting us in the afternoon. We get a flash rain pretty much every afternoon. So if that carries on, the trend carries on, we will have a good dry run in the morning, the first sort of loop that we're doing. And possibly the second part of the entry list would probably get caught up in the rainstorm, which could be expected at around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The stages are, we've got pretty much everything in them. We've got tight centricities, we've got rocky hills, we've got steep inclines and declines, we've got fast straights. The terrain in the area could possibly affect the tail enders in the sense that it gets a bit more slippery. But otherwise it should be okay. I think we would the top end will go on without any rain. But that can change, we don't know. We've got no control over the weather.
Charlie, Lycoupé has had a long history of motorsport. It's got the ideal terrain, be it for motorcycles, enduros, rally raids, autocross, hill climbs, and all that. What do you see as the future? Over the last year and a half or so, sport in general has been heavily impacted by the COVID pandemic. But how do you see the future of Nanyuki Rally Group? Do you see yourselves organizing more events, be it autocross, even hill climbs, or extending to rally raids?
Sean, yes, it's true. Lycoupé has been one of the best counties with the best scenarios for all events. But for the last 5 years, things have started changing. Some landowners, they don't want their lands to be used, so it's also a challenge to us. But a few who we are working with, and thanks to them, they are really giving us all the support we need. We are moving into their ranches and working and doing our events there, and they are happy with how we leave the place. So we also hope and pray that even the rest who are locking us out, they'll have to open and maybe allow us to run the event, and they will enjoy it.
Gopi, how does it make you feel when the drivers always say that this area is one of the best places, when you hear the likes of Flash Tindo and all saying, this is a real driver's country?
I guess the drivers really like rallying up in Nanyuki for a couple of reasons. One is that because we organize the best rallies, and the rallies are traditionally held on private land, so drivers have a little bit more comfort knowing that they're not expecting any oncoming vehicles, or they can commit a little bit more to the corners that they come across. And traditionally in Loldaigas and in Olenaishu now, the views are just absolutely fantastic, and it just shows you how big this country is and what we have untouched out here with nothing else around you apart from just fantastic rallying roads. So the drivers appreciate that, and I think they love it because the weather is good most of the time. I hope it doesn't rain on Sunday, but the weather is good. And put that in combination with the areas that we are racing in and the fact that it's a well-organized rally and it's closed roads. And that's the reason that the drivers love coming into Nanyuki.
All right, Al, thanks very much. He was the clerk of the course for the KCB National Autocross here in Nanyuki, Charlie Kikaria.
Thank you, Sean.
And also the clerk of the course for the KCB Nanyuki rally that's on this weekend, Gopi Patni.
Thank you, Sean. Fantastic to see you again.
All the four and two-wheeled action.
Motorsport 411.
Welcome back. Now, Sahib Omar is a fast rising star in the sport of autocross, and I asked him what's so different about this season as he's been dominating the other competitors.
This season I've taken a lot of time in preparing of the car. I'm upgrading most of the equipment I'm using in the car, from my diff, center diff, front diff, my suspension, everything is I'm upgrading to what I seem to hear is good, and slowly I'm just seeing the improvements one by one. Some are not working on my side, but it's part of the process of putting up upgrades.
The times have been incredible. It looks like also your confidence is up.
Because I've been practicing a lot, so I can confidently say I understand my car right now. So it's easier for me to maneuver into corners. I've been doing a lot of work on the car, so yeah, I'm confident with it.
In terms of what you're doing at the moment, how far do you think you can take your career in autocross? There is obviously a glass ceiling. How far do you think you can take yourself?
Basically, apart from winning the championship, I'm looking for next year. Without this COVID issue happening, we do the hill climb, and I'm hoping to do a KNRC event, but looking for a sponsor still.
Precisely, because it looks like you have the talent for rallying. It's all about money, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. If especially KNRC events, it goes for 3 to 4 days, so you need quite a lot to sustain you in those days.
The competition has also increased significantly. We're also seeing a number of rally drivers, including Eric Benkin now, also trying their hand at autocross. I guess that also raises your level.
Yeah, that's true, but it's also a positive thing on my side, because I'm experiencing, I'm keeping up to his level now, and to the KNRC drivers. We have Baldev Chaga, who comes also to some events. So it's good when they come, at least we weigh ourselves and see how we can drive compared to them. Although our tracks are a bit smaller, but it's just having fun with them also.
Also seeing a number of new entrants in the autocross scene. We've also seen here in Nanyuki, very, very popular. It seems to be growing as a sport, autocross.
That's a good thing. We are having too many on the two-wheel drive turbo, on the also in the non-turbo, which is a good thing. The sport is a growing thing, and it's a family event, and it's a good thing. So that we had about 38 people today. We've been having 34 in Jamhuri, which are good entries. We've never had this in the previous years. We've had as low as 15 entries in an event. So having double that amount is a good thing for us.
In terms of your car, we see a lot of effort. You were just saying that you've been doing a lot of work on the car. Just tell us about the car.
It's a GC8, but everything running inside is an N12. My suspension is N14 Subaru. So, and I'm upgrading now. I'm using Cusco diffs on the rear, on the center diff, on the front diff. Hopefully, before the end of the year, I'll have a dog box inside it, and we'll see how it performs with that.
Obviously, that costs a lot of money. In terms of support, how's that happening?
From now, I'm having a supporter. He's Azim Kenya, who's supporting me. But all in all, I'm really chipping in my pocket and seeing how it works. Because for sponsors to notice you, you have to give performance. And for performance, you have to upgrade to all these things. So at one point, you really have to come back and look into your pocket and just give it to your car.
Seeing you driving here at the track at Batty and View, very, very impressive, your technique. How do you get some of this technique? I know a lot of it can be talent as well, but the way you're taking some of these corners, the way you're driving, it seems to be like technique that you're developing.
It's come with time, Sean. We've been together since 2016, and you've seen I started with the buggy, came into another car, then ended up on this one. So it takes time also. It's not that I woke up one day and I have this talent with me. Yes, it could be talent, but you need it comes with also a lot of experience with many years inside it also.
If there's anybody listening that's a sponsor, well, what's your message?
My message would be to come and see how we're doing, how we're performing, and how we can benefit you as a person or as a company or as an entity, and also help us in this sport. And also we help each other in the whole KMSF events.
That's autocross star Sahib Omar. Now, Samir Virgi has been dominating his class at the two-wheel drive non-turbos for the buggies, and this season he's running away with the title. I asked him what makes him so consistent.
Preparations, my family, my mechanics, the back of house staff. So without them, it wouldn't be possible, but my preparation is very important.
Just tell us a little bit about your history.
Okay, I started in 2017 with an Attacker buggy, right here in Nanyuki. That was my first one. Then I graduated to the Rage, which then I won the championship, and I'm hoping to do the same again this year.
Now, in terms of the Rage, in fact, before you used to have two buggies, your father was using the turbo, this one's the non-turbo. How long do you intend to stay in this category?
Of course, the major question is always the budget and financing. So that's the major hole. Otherwise, I feel this could be my last season in autocross.
What are your plans after that, budget permitting?
A rally, definitely. I want longer distance, you know, enjoy, learn, get more experience, drive, seat time, etc. So I would go into rally, that's for sure.
Budget permitting, what sort of rally car would you be purchasing?
I'll probably start with a reasonable car, like an R3, like the ones the All-Stars have got. So I'll probably start with that, get familiar with the rally because I've never rallied before. And then hopefully then upgrade to another car from there.
You've seen it can be possible. The likes of Jeremy Wahome, even Maxime Wahome, doing extremely well in rallying. Do you think it's possible to transition or it's going to take time from autocross to rallying?
Look, I think autocross is a good starting base. But of course, our seat time, concentration, all those aspects I've not experienced. So I probably have to go through a few ups and downs, and like I did with autocross, because when I started I was nowhere near where I am now, and I think everything needs its time to achieve good results.
Autocross seems to be growing quite a bit despite COVID and the state of the economy. You must be quite impressed the way it's expanding.
Of course, definitely. It's also more budget friendly, so of course, and I'm happy the competition is getting stronger and harder, so it keeps us all wanting to be better and train harder and prepare better. So definitely, it's really growing, that's for sure.
One person who seems to be growing in terms of competition for you is Gurraj Singh.
Definitely, he's a really good driver, but credit to all the drivers in my group as well, whether it's Ankush, Rahul, Kahir, all of them are really, really good drivers. So even the difference is not much. So unfortunately, like a day like today, I didn't have the best, but that's part of the sport.
Tell us a little bit about the people that support you. You say family is very important. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, my family is always with me wherever I go. My dad prepares. Without him, I wouldn't be here. And then my mom and my sisters are always with me. And of course, my very close friends, David, Kevin, Emmanuel, yourself. I don't want to forget anyone, but yes. And they're my sponsors, Athiani and Pevin Motors. So definitely, without them, this wouldn't be possible.
That's the two-wheel drive non-turbo buggies champion, Zamir Virgie. We'll be back.
All the four and two-wheeled action.
So that's it for the show this week. Our thanks once again to Gopi Patni, Charles Kikaria, Zamir Virgie, and Sahib Omar. Our thanks once again to Big City Studios. We'll be back next week. I'm Sean Carter-Villis.